Perfect. Perfect.
I love it already.
What a perfect intro. This is great. Yes, go.
Hi, I'm Kelly Perkins of ABI.
I'm Haley Klein of Audio.
I'm Stacey Kringlin, also of Audio.
And you're listening to the Family Ride Show.
Ride Show on Rave Radio with my cousins Corey Moss and Chuck Espinoza.
And here they are.
Awesome. Hey, hello and welcome to the very first episode of the Cavalry Ride Show on Rave Radio. I am Mark Coxon at AV Phenom. I'm your MC from CA with my two main men from DC and VA, which are, who are we? Who do we have here, Corey? Introduce yourself.
Oh, you got me. I'm Corey Moss. You. At CB Moss on Twitter. I am here in Northern Virginia. In Fairfax, as a matter of fact. What a beautiful place to be. I think Chuck will agree because he's in VA too. I like pho, and we'll talk about that too. And anyway,
isn't it pronounced pho?
Well, some people call it pho. Some people call it pho. And you've asked just another question, Kelly. So you stop.
I had
talking.
It for the first time like 2 weeks ago, and they asked the guy at the restaurant how to pronounce it, and he said you pronounce it like what the fuck.
anyway, I got a bag of pretzels. I'm gonna start eating, okay? And Chuck,
you want to throw out your name and handle over there?
Yeah,
go right ahead. You don't listen to me.
Hi, I am Chuck Espinoza, Mad Sound Guy on Twitter, and I am here in Northern Virginia with Corey Moss, actually just right down the beltway. It's a beautiful, sunny, like 20 degrees outside right now, but it's supposed to be warmer later. And I am happy to be here with these guys. I'm really excited to talk to Kelly and Stacy and Haley and Mark and Corey and Lions and Tigers and Bears. Oh my.
There we go. Well, hey, So nobody tunes in to hear me and Corey and Chuck talk to each other. So obviously we have guests. You've heard their voices here. But if I've learned anything about women in my 14 years of married life, it's that ladies like to be properly introduced. And so what I'd like to do now is I'd like to introduce each of our guests in a warm Minnesota basketball style introduction. So feel free to cheer for each other as we go through. So our first guest. She has a degree in marketing communications from the University of Wisconsin at River Falls, hailing from Vadio in Minnetonka, Minnesota. It's Vadio, Haley Klein.
Such a warm welcome.
All right. Second guest has a degree in information technology management from the University of Minnesota, Twin Cities. Also hailing from Vadio in Minnetonka, Minnesota. Audio Stacy Kringlin!
Yeah!
Thank
all right,
you very much. Thank you.
All right. And our third and final guest, she has a BA in Journalism and Graphic Design from the University of Wisconsin, Eau Claire, and a mini master's in marketing from the University of St. Thomas. She is one of the nine and one of the 40 under 40, hailing from AVI Systems in Eden Prairie, Minnesota, AVI Kelly. Kelly Perkins!
I should be running down the aisle of the Price is Right.
All right. I love it. This is great.
Well, welcome, ladies. We're happy to have you all here. And in honor of you being here, instead of having us do a round robin with tell us three sentences about yourselves, Chuck and Corey and I came up with a little game. And our little game is called Profiled. And what we have done is we have pilfered your LinkedIn profiles and come up with some statements from those. And we're going to take turns reading these statements. And then the three of you get to guess who this statement describes. So we'll see if you can put your marketing money where your mouth is and know if you know your own taglines at this point. But Corey,
hey,
and
who gets who?
Well, did you pick one of each, Corey? One from each?
Oh, I got to pick one?
I've picked three statements, Corey, as I told you to do. But I'm sure somebody dropped their car keys and the flashing lights distracted you.
Oh, yeah. That was the only part of the format, I guess, I didn't read.
So I'll start off. If Chuck and Corey have LinkedIn profiles up, you can find them as I go. But I'll start with one. And what we want you ladies to do, you can confer if you'd like and then contribute a joint answer. If you know it's you, make sure you tell the other ladies you know it's you and it's not a guess. All right. So my first statement found from a LinkedIn profile, this person won an award for excellence in student journalism video storytelling in 2010 and 2011. Who would this be?
Not me.
This one.
Haley. So does everybody agree? Do we think it's Haley?
I do.
Okay. You know what? She's got a trustworthy face. So I'm going to say yes.
It is. It is Haley. So, Corey, do you have one?
Yes, I do. Okay. And now I got to get another one.
yeah, me too.
Yeah, well, we all picked Haley.
I'll go again.
No. I got it. I'm going to get it.
Being prepared is you know, something that I usually try to do, Corey. You know, it might be something to try.
This is why you're successful and I'm struggling.
So
I got one.
I didn't think that was okay. This kind of show.
Yeah, me neither. You know, he's very critical, by the way. All right, here we go. Promoted from specialist to management in 2010, managed up to a team of six.
I know this one.
Ellie.
Kelly, I think.
Yeah.
What do you say, Kelly?
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, why? That's got to be Kelly.
Kelly wasn't very confident of that answer.
No, she wasn't emphatic.
Oh, but this is her profile.
It's on LinkedIn.
This is her long time Vadio profile. I guess those people at Vadio are going to be very concerned right now.
Well, like, am I supposed to be? Like, not telling you that it's me, or am I supposed
no,
to tell
you that it's if me? You know it's you, jump in.
Kelly, okay. Did you read the
Yes, I wrote that.
Kelly's got another question for us. This is unbelievable.
Go ahead, Chuck. You have one?
I do.
Okay.
I participate in the yearly Muckfest for MS.
That's for sure.
Steve. I know who that one is. It's my exercise for the year.
It is.
Awesome.
What is the Muck Fest for MS?
It is a mud run. It's kind of like Tough Mudder, but not as dangerous.
I did that for a while. It was called the Marine Corps.
It's not like that. That's for sure. I wouldn't make it halfway through.
That's a whole different mud run.
I didn't make it halfway through either. I was in the band, so I'm like, what? Mud run? No. Where's my guitar?
That day. So that day in band camp, right, Chuck?
Yeah.
One time in band camp.
Well, maybe you gentlemen will have more questions next time, but I wanna quickly allow everybody kind of give a shout out to somebody they want to give a shout out to before we go into our breaking on the news segment here that we're going to talk about a little bit of technology-friendly news. I know Corey had a few people he wanted to thank today, so I'm going to let him start off, and then as we go through, if anybody wants to give a shout-out to anybody, feel free.
Okay. Yeah, I'll start. So I'm going to start with my guys from Pexip. That's Anders Luck. He's their marketing fanatic, and that's his title. And Jordan Owens is the inquisitive engineer. So... And they're good friends of mine. Anders is in Norway. He's asleep right now, as a matter of fact. We're going to have him on a show, and he's going to stay awake, and I'm having him drink Red Bulls. So he will be on an upcoming show. He's a character. Rob Woods of Blue Jeans, good friend of mine, met him at Infocom. Rob and I've known each other a long time, and, you know, we spent some good time together. Larry Satterfield, the Global VP of Sales, and Gene Rosauer, the CMO, Chief Marketing Officer at Kano. Great story. I had a three-hour lunch with Gene recently, who's also in DC Central. And I said to her, I said, don't you have a client meeting? She said, yeah, and we spent another 15 minutes together. So
she was late because of Corey.
It wasn't my fault. Okay.
I think we're all running late because of Corey right now. Come on, Corey.
Here we go. Tom Ericlia, CEO, and Carl Hantel, President of America's Vidaxio. Great guys. Eric Yuan, CEO, and Priscilla Barola, Marketing Manager, Zoom. Great people. Allison Maxson of Barco, their press and PR specialist. We all know her. She's a FA fan.
A pho? Is that a pho? Now we've changed it from pho to pho.
Fee-fi-fo-fa.
Right. Fet. So, Allison, you're great. We're going to bring you on a show. And my buddy Dave Petrzyk, the sales director of North America at Adasound, Dave provided my headset. Great. It's actually a real quality product and made by Adasound. Dave is at dave.petrisig, P-T-R-I-C-I-G, at Adasound, Adasound.dk.
And oh, geez, Corey.
Get in Come touch on, with Corey. Dave. He's great. And that's it. I'm done. I think I did it under 2 minutes.
I don't think so. I don't think so at all. So does anybody else have anybody they want to give shout outs to before we go through? Chuck, you got anybody you want to mention?
No.
Awesome.
Maybe. Wait. Smith and Forge.
Smith and Forge. Awesome. Well, I'm just going to say hi to Joel Hagen and Jesse Klein back, Raven the winner back there. And I think Hagen and them know that too. So, ladies, do you have anybody you need to throw a shout out to before we move into the news here? Nope. The looks on your faces say it all.
They're speechless.
Thanks a lot, Corey.
I filled in for everybody. What do you know?
So, you know, before we go into breaking on the news, I just wanted to, you know, I always like to take an opportunity to get to know people a little better. And I wanted to ask one general question. Now, I'm not going to ask any of our ladies' relationship status here on the show. I saw one husband. I think one has a boyfriend. I don't know about the other. I'm not going to make you disclose that because, truth be told, your Facebook stalkers already know anyway. But what I wanted to ask, I mean, with ladies, the three ladies that are here, I'm sure you all have ex-boyfriends. One, two, many, a few, right? And so I guess my question to throw this out.
Personal question.
Yeah, I'm going to ask a very personal question, and then I'm going to throw you under the bus, Corey. So get ready for the impact.
Great.
So, my question here is, of the three ladies that have ex boyfriends, do any of you go to your ex boyfriend's house and do dishes?
No, never.
No.
Why?
No.
Would you come to my apartment and do dishes?
Yes.
The reason I wanted to ask is because our champion of women in AV in the blogosphere, Corey Moss, I found out a very interesting fact about Corey, to which I'm going to nominate this for Corey's story, which where you ask Corey to say something in under 2 minutes. I don't think he can do it, but Corey admitted to me one day that his ex-girlfriend still comes to his apartment and does his dishes.
Oh, man. Really have to go there?
Oh my god!
I told you it was coming, Corey.
All my friends are listening.
So, Corey, what I would like to say, you told me you couldn't find a spoon to eat your cereal that day because your ex-girlfriend had not come over to do the dishes yet. In Corey's story, in 2 minutes, starting now, I'm setting my iPhone timer. Explain to us how you justify having this woman come over and do your dishes for you after you've broken up with her. And go.
Okay. Well, all right. So we did go out for a while, and while that happened, she did the dishes. Okay. I hate dishes. My dishes will pile up to the top of the sink. Actually, I did them tonight. I was inspired. But anyway, sure, she comes over. She does the dishes. It's great. But anyway, so she will come over. And I ask her, please do the dishes, and she does it very happily. And so she'll come over, she'll do the dishes, clean the floor, and all of that. She's highly domesticated. And, you know, this is, you know, it's fantastic for me, and I'm done.
Okay, I'm going to be right back. I'm going to go get a shovel and then run it to Corey's house real quick because he's just deeper.
All the ladies out there, I hope you're not listening.
Just say you're sorry, Corey. Just say you're sorry. And
no,
with Stacy and Haley,
wash dishes.
So I've invited Stacy, Haley, and Kelly here, Corey, as an intervention, and we would all like to ask you to please, if you let this woman come over and have conversations with you, please do not let her do your dishes anymore. And we need a promise from you, Corey, that this is not going to happen.
Who's going to do my dishes?
You are.
No, I don't think so.
What do you do for her?
My girl.
Oh, that's a good question.
Okay, so moving on to
tell you next time.
So this is a technology-friendly show. I'm not going to sell this as an AV show because I think we're going to talk about a lot of things other than AV. But what we have is we have a section called Breaking on the News. This is where we're going to talk a little bit about some news stories that we saw out in the space. We're using a wrap-up to kind of inspire that. But Kelly also sent us a story about GoPro, which seemed like a great story to maybe start off with tonight. And so GoPro has introduced a new product and outdid their quarterly earnings by a great amount, and also have increased their margins, which is hard to do typically as you go along.
Whose kid is
that? I think it's quite a – I don't know.
Stacy, did you lock the kids out of the room?
They are upstairs.
They're not here.
Not my kid.
Oh, okay. It's so not mine. I don't have any kids here. Mine are grown and out of the house.
Mine's in the closet.
We have somebody there.
Chuck Berry and Stacy buried hers in the snow. So, you know, this is all good. All right. Haley and Kelly don't have kids.
Not yet.
Coxon, it's you.
I know. So with GoPro, I mean, I think this is quite a feat for a guy that, you know, he started a business, you know, based on super gluing a camera to his helmet and riding a bicycle, right? I mean, or I guess he wanted to go surfing and he couldn't find a camera that would go on his surfboard with him. And so he ended up creating one for himself. And he's pretty much created the camera on a fill in the blank industry, camera on a helmet, camera on a stick, camera on a dog, camera on a car. Type thing. So what do you guys think of GoPro? Have you used it?
I'm personally a huge fan and I'm dying to get one. I really, really want one really badly. I was Kelly and I were in Europe a couple weeks ago and I was GoProing with the camera just with the strap around my neck and I was like, guys, I'm GoProing, and I'm like walking around and like bumping into people. And I personally think it's a super cool tool. And I don't know if you guys saw that booth at Infocom, and I mean, it was just like ridiculous, like the energy and stuff. So I mean, I think they're doing a fabulous job. I think it's a really cool product. Personally, big fan.
Yeah, I mean, everybody says content is king, and I guess any way that we can start to create some creative content for things are good stuff, right? I mean, I'll take Haley's word for it since she won the award for video excellence or whatnot.
I will too. I'll second that.
So one that I found that was interesting, another story I found that was interesting in the AV wrap-up, Extron. There was a story in the Rave wrap-up about Extron introducing the we're still getting some feedback. Extron introducing
Shut that kid up.
They said the next generation of fiber optic audio extractors. And I don't really have any commentary on the product itself, but just as an industry, can we just all agree that if there's an AV product out there to be had, that Extron makes one and they don't have to release a press release about it anymore? I mean, I think they took the $1 million they used to spend on Infocom and just started writing press releases for every product that comes out. They've press released zip ties for HDMI extenders and all that stuff. I mean, does Extron really need to be pushing that they make a special part?
I've never gotten one of their press releases.
Well, I'll say, being in the integration space as a salesperson for 15 years, I watched everything that went on, and you're right. I mean, Extron did everything under the sun, produced everything, sold everything. So at this point, I think we already know what they sell. Press releases, I think, are needless at this point, because if you think off the top of your head something that you need, Extron sells it. So I agree.
I was going to say they did. This is Kelly here. I know they did get rid of their catalog because they just keep coming out with so much stuff that they can't fit it into a catalog anymore.
That's great because, you know, when I was an integrator, that 10,000 page catalog, if I could find it, it was typically holding up one of the wheels on our service van that was in service. So I would just call Michael Bax and say, hey, I need an HDMI to phono preamp converter for a Marantz turntable. And he go, oh, that's a 70-104321, you know? So.
Well, no, it's funny because I saw they have a new, they were at the AVI Detroit showcase last week, and they were showing me their, now they just have like a new product catalog, mm-hmm. and it's still super cool. Yes, they have a ton of products, but if you need it, you can call them, you know?
Yeah, I've joked that, you know, if appliances, you know, when I've joked that Extron's phrase is I have an app for that, but they meant appliance, right? So I think they have one for everything.
They have something for everything. Let's just say that.
So another story I saw in the wrap-up, since nobody else seems to be throwing them out there. One I saw
we
in
didn't
the wrap-up
pay attention. That's...
was a piece by Corey Moss. The AVIT, there's more to the conversation. That was in the weekly wrap-up. Mm-hmm. So my question is, do any of you read Corey's stuff, and are we sick of Corey yet?
Wait a minute. I thought we were going to get into the blog and everything that was in there. So I put out so much content, everybody's going, you know, really? Does this guy do anything but write? Does he sleep? And the answer is no.
give us a brief under 2-minute synopsis of this article.
Oh, you want again? I've got to do this.
Okay. So I'm setting my timer.
Did you guys read the article?
All right.
Yeah.
Did you read it?
Yeah, Corey's piece. Really, what it was doing was it was addressing more of the IT side of some of this conversation, especially when it came to mobile device security, BYOD, CYOD, and some of those things. And actually, it was a really good piece if you're trying to verse yourself on what corporate IT directors or security officers are having to deal with on a day-to-day basis and managing all these devices.
Well, let me give an example, okay? One of them is BYOD. Now, BYOD is an IT term. It does not mean presenting with a wireless presenting with a device. It means that an IT department manages and secures devices and data and everything else. So where we talk about BYOD for presenting, it's really mobility. And once you talk about BYOD, you're entering the CIO space. And if you come in and say, oh, I've got a great BYOD presentation solution, says, well, we don't allow BYOD here. And then the guy says, and then the salesperson goes, but it's BYOD. He says, sure, we don't allow it here. Okay. And then the CIO turns him around and says that way. So the door's there. And then the next guy who does know BYOD, comes in and tells the whole story. So that's BYOD. And if anybody's listening, I am willing to talk to you about it and educate everything else. So that's part of the blog.
So Corey, this is real quick. Is there a subject that you're not willing to talk to somebody about if they called you?
Is there a subject? Yeah, AV.
The woman doing his dishes.
Right. If somebody asks me if I do the dishes, I'll say absolutely not.
Corey doesn't want to talk about doing dishes.
No, definitely not.
Well, hey, I know we have some callers calling in from a band, Corey. Do we know when they're coming in or?
Actually, it looks like we have two on the line, although there were supposed to be three. So, anyway.
Yes, Chuck is drinking, Haley.
Yes, yes. The answer is yes.
Yeah, Haley, you can ask those things out loud.
Yes, you don't have to chat those things out. You can actually ask Chuck if he is.
What part of flask to Chuck's mouth does not confer drinking?
There's his Smith and Wesson apple cider.
Oh my God.
So, and it's hard apple cider. Anyway, getting back to this,
it's just juice. Don't be fooled. It's just juice.
All right, I'll continue. These guys are called DITM. Actually, it's an interesting story because we started getting on Twitter. And Bailey Labrie, who is their manager, calls me one day and says, hi, is this Corey B. Moss? And nobody calls me Corey B. Moss, so I'm wondering who it is. And she tells me, this is Bailey. I'm the manager of DITM. So all of a sudden, I'm like, okay. So we talk, and she tells me about the band, sends me some YouTube links. I listen to them, and I'm just taken. I'm into hard rock and heavy metal, and these guys are a heavy metal band. And I listened to these, and I was highly impressed. So Bailey starts introducing them. Steve is their guitarist. The guy is just so talented. I hope Steve is on the line right now. Steve, are you on the line?
He's right here.
Good.
Awesome.
We have to have Steve, okay?
Well, I know sometimes – I was going to say, Corey, I was just going to jump in because I really get a kick out of these guys too. And I love that drowning in the mainstream is what DITM stands for. And, you know, I know bands sometimes hate it when you compare them to other bands, but for me, I used to listen to a lot of Pantera and stuff like that when I was boxing. Mm-hmm. And these guys remind me of Pantera plus one. It's like if you locked Pantera in a Canadian basement through a harsh winter, this is the frustration and
this is what it turns into, these guys. Okay.
Right on.
To finish the story, so I asked Bailey, and she sends it to me. I said, okay, this is what I want, but can you extract the vocals? Okay. So what happens is Steve goes into the studio, plays in more guitar tracks, okay, and creates something, and you got all of you guys, create something so fantastic, we are actually using it as the intro and the outro to what we're
doing. Oh, yeah, nice.
And I'm so impressed with these guys. What I've done is called them the Cavalry Rides Canadian Power Trio. Now, if any of you are familiar with the original Canadian Power Trio, that's Rush. And the funny thing with these guys is they put themselves in their faces in the picture of the back cover of 2112. So if anybody knows 2112, these guys' faces are in it. And it's a great picture. So I'm sitting there tweeting it out and everything. And so right now I'm calling them our Canadian Power Trio. So, and everything's great. And I tell you what, guys, you're great. Steve on guitar, Tim on drums, and Jeremy, that's you on bass?
That's right.
All right.
That's me, yeah.
Again, these are three guys with the sound of five, okay? So, Chuck, we're going to turn this over to you in your segment, Chuck Soundcheck, all right? And go ahead. I want you to talk to the guys and, you know, just throw your live sound questions at them and everything else.
All right. Thanks, Corey. Guys, really nice to talk to you. I looked at your video. I looked at a couple of videos. And what I was really impressed about, being a musician, being a bass player, and, you know, being on stage so much and behind the console, what I was really impressed about was if you look at the guys play, they're so laid back. Like, you hear this big sound and it's really energetic and it's really fast and there's a lot of stuff going on, and you look at the guys, and especially behind the drums, he's just kind of laying back and playing and it looks like he's but everything's so powerful. And one of the things I equate that to is just timing. Your timing is great. You guys are so together and you're so on. Everybody's got to hit the downbeat at the exact same time, and that's what makes that string. So I was, you know, looking at the videos, looking at the tracks you guys laid down, I was really impressed with your timing and your togetherness as a group with your flow.
Thanks a lot.
Right on. Thanks a lot.
How'd you guys start this out? How'd you guys start out DITM? How long have you been together?
We've been together since 2001. Jeremy and I.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, wow.
With a couple different members here and there.
So, yeah. So,
well, that's usually how it goes.
So what inspires your sound? What, like, when you came together and you started talking about writing songs and started talking about this is how we're going to structure our music and our sound, what inspired you guys?
Well, we always wanted that groove, that power groove, that low, heavy, just the nice groove that everyone can get into.
Yeah, lots of rhythm and head bopping, basically.
Yeah.
So what do you guys listen to get inspired for writing a tune? Like, what kind of music, what kind of bands?
Well, me, Steve, I listened anywhere from Rush, Zeppelin, right up to Cannibal Corpse and everything in between.
Wow.
Everything. And myself, Jeremy, I'm really into God Riff, Meshuga, stuff like that. Just really heavy, but simple.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Tim here. I really like listening to like challenging drummers, like from In Flames, bands like that. More of the Euro bands.
Wow. Nice. Yeah, it was good. Everything. I was really impressed. Everything was really together. It was very powerful. I'd just come off like, so. Corey came to me. He's like, you got to hear these guys. And like the day after I got back from a Five Finger Death Punch concert, it's like, you got to hear these guys. They sound really great. And truthfully, I mean, no slight against any band like Five Finger Death Punch. They put out a nice album, but live, it was something. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'm going to hear something else heavy, you know, whatever. And I click, click, click. Let's listen to these guys on YouTube. And whoa. These guys are
great
on that. And I'm listening to it in the background. Then I actually watch the video and I'm like, these guys look like a machine. Like everything perfect. You know, when you're strumming, the downbeats are all the same as when the drummer's hitting. I mean, you look at it and it looks like different cogs on a machine going all at once. And that's when you could tell a band's really in sync. Like you look at it and it looks mechanical. But there's emotion and feeling coming out in the music out of this, you know, mechanical thing going on. So I was highly impressed.
So anyway, I want to say something. So Tim, you've got a shiny new drum kit. You put it on Facebook.
Yeah, today. Brand new.
And the guy is so proud of his drum kit. I tell you, I mean, and I got a friend. I got a friend on Facebook who's a drummer. He's in Australia. And he did the same thing when he got his new drum kit. I don't think it's as nice as yours, but he was celebrating, all right? All his friends are celebrating. And I'm sitting there going, it's a drum kit, okay? I mean, if you get yourself a Neil Peart drum kit, now show it. And, you know, you're
in
the world, okay? But, you know, no, honestly, Tim, it's a really nice drum kit, you know, really impressive. And I'm sure you're hitting it real good and doing even better sound wise and everything else. So congrats, man. That's great.
What'd you get, Tim?
I picked up a Sonar.
Nice.
Yeah. So now.
Yeah. Sonar set, man. Yeah. It's pretty sweet, man.
Yeah. So now.
Yeah, it sounds great. We finally set it up last night and played for the first time for a couple hours, and it was louder than the old Tamas that I had. So yeah, I was impressed with it.
Cool.
Even Steve took a run on it and he was kicking the shit out of him. So. Sounds pretty quick.
Nice.
So Jeremy, you laid down a heck of a baseline, man. I tell you,
it's thanks, man.
Punchy and everything else. So tell us, tell us about what you do and how you, you know, just get it done and everything.
You know what, man? I think I'm just the glue that keeps the three of us together. You know, and you know, I'm sure. No, I think it's actually Tim that's the leader here, not myself.
Oh, come on. Take a little
bit. The newest member, yeah.
That's right.
Well, he's the
anchor. No, man.
He's the anchor.
It's really easy to write with Steve, and I don't know, the two of us just sort of are in each other's brains, and it's just easy to write and get into that pocket that you guys were talking about, that cogged wheel or what have you. It's just, yeah, cool. That's me. Cool. Just kind of following in behind and holding it together.
Now, you guys work in great synergy. Now, we have three ladies in the room here. And assume because they're all into Pantera and Five Finger Death Punch and Judas Priest and all of that. So we're going to give them the opportunity to ask you guys questions. So do any of you have questions for the guys? One question. Anything. What do you guys have for dinner?
Since I have girls, do you know any Frozen songs? I'm guessing the
answer is no. Frozen the movie. Great. Great question.
No, we play a mean Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, though.
There you go.
Can you jam for us right now? Can you jam it for us right now?
Yeah, Steve. Pick up your acoustic, Steve.
Yeah, pick up. Oh, by the way, Steve does everything from country to heavy metal, because Bailey told me he is so versatile that, I mean, this guy, and he does show tunes too. Okay. So yeah, he's
big on the country music, that's for sure.
Yeah.
When the black man shows up at your house, Corey, it was.
I'm hoping these guys show up at my house. I really do. You know, knock on my door, bringing all the instruments, and just blast away.
Don't tell DITM fans that they like that he sings show tunes. That's not
oh my god!
This may be a whole new crew.
I can't wait to hear "Let It Snow" in like completely thrash.
Well,
hard.
Well, you know, I saw Megadeth, okay, on, was it Jimmy, what's his name, show? And
I met Dave Mustaine when I was in high school.
Did you?
He liked my necklace.
Wow.
I liked your necklace.
Dave Mustaine's one of my favorite, and we'll have to talk about this.
I was really into heavy metal and grew up in the era of, embarrassingly enough, like Limp Bizkit and Korn and all of that.
Why are you embarrassed?
I'm right there with you, Kelly. Right there.
There is absolutely nothing wrong with Korn. Those guys are actually really, really good. I mean,
absolutely, man. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, we like Korn.
Head and Monkey like did the entire score for what was the vampire movie? The last one that they did, the Anne Rice vampire movies. But like, there's videos of like Head conducting a symphony, and Monkey's next to him with his seven string, you know, drop B guitar.
Do they still have like the crazy dreadlocks?
Yeah. He had like dreads and he had a shirt saying "Boop," you know, across the front, and he's got a baton and he's leading this, you know, 90-piece orchestra. It was amazing. Those guys are really good. So it's nothing to be ashamed of.
Yeah, Mustaine actually played guitar with an orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
And Metallica's done that too. They've actually done it twice. Yeah. So, you know, you've got these heavy metal bands playing with orchestras. So many of them are doing it. I tell you, it's a great sound. So I tell you, Metallica's won. They performed it with this pianist, and it was one of the most amazing songs I've ever heard. So tell you guys, maybe what you want to do is orchestral pieces too.
Yeah, there you go. Well, one of my friends just shared a video with me because we were, like I said, we used to tie kickbox. And so we were always looking for something little angry, heavy driving beat. You know, like these guys said, head nodding music, right? I mean, that kept the rhythm when we're trying to corner somebody in the back. And so we used to listen to a ton of industrial music. And we just saw a piece of the guy from Frontline Assembly conducting an orchestra in Germany, kind of the same thing. So some pretty trippy
stuff. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's
right.
You guys ever into industrial at all?
Yeah.
Yeah, I listened to Ministry a while ago.
Yeah.
Ministry. Yeah.
Fear Factory.
Kevin Townsend Band.
Fear Factory. Yeah. I used to listen to like Sister Machine Gun and
nice.
Yeah, some of that Penal Colony and some of those guys.
Yeah. So you guys are going to do some writing from white guy classes too. So we're making you highly versatile at this point. I tell you, we throw in a lot. And now Stacy wants you to know if you guys know Frozen. I mean, now we're doing movie music, and maybe you guys will win an Academy Award one day. You know?
Where are you guys playing next?
Bullies Rehearsal Studio.
We got asked to play Saturday night in a little town outside of Vancouver, but it was a little short notice, so.
Oh, okay.
We had to take a pass on it.
Yeah, you guys play a lot of local clubs up there?
Yeah.
So let me ask you. Just throw out a technical question or get your response. You guys show up at a club, never been there before, and you get up to do sound check. What's going through your heads before you even start the first note, check the first mic? What are you guys thinking?
Is the sound guy there?
what are we gonna have for dinner?
I hear these guys always think of their stomachs before anything else.
That's good. I know. When I'm doing sound checks, I always try and leave time in between the sound check and the set for the guys to get something to eat. That's a Well, big thing.
They don't play well on empty stomachs, from what I hear.
So, tell me about the worst experiences you had doing a sound check.
Oh, I can tell you one nasty one. Playing in the club downtown Vancouver. It's before with before I was with DITM, but we were playing a show, and the first song went through, and couldn't hear anything through the monitor. You know, nothing, just drums. And I'm like, okay, just went to the sound guy, you know, turn up everything, right? Nothing. He didn't give me anything. I was like, I was about to beat the shit out of the guy, but the whole set I played with just looking at my guitar player, bass player, and getting cues from them, kind of core, sort of heard, but I couldn't hear anything, man. It was horrible. It was the worst. I don't know if the guy had something against me or what, but he didn't give me anything under my monitors. And you know, as a drummer, you need that shit, right? So yeah. Here's the crash and bang.
I think there was animosity, Tim.
Yeah, so yeah, because speaking of Pantera, it was actually a Dimebag tribute concert. So there's like 10 bands there, and it was actually pretty cool.
That's cool.
But the guy he hated me or something. I don't know what the problem was.
So there was a bunch of bands playing. It was kind of a festival setup.
Pretty much. Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, it's like downtown Vancouver. So. Yeah, it was like I think it was like the first year out Dimebag was shot there, so.
Yeah, he was probably lazing out, just didn't want to change his monitors from the headliner.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, exactly, man. I don't know. I just about had it out with him, but he didn't come out from behind the soundboard.
All right, now
I just stay right here. I said, okay, fucker.
Now tell me about the best sound check you ever had.
Oh jeez!
Like there are.
I was playing a show in Canton, Ohio, and the guy was just amazing. Like, great sound check. He had everything perfect set up for us, and yeah, he was wicked. He was an all ages show and a big festival, so it was great.
Cool.
I got an idea, Chuck. Why don't you tour the world with them?
Yeah, let's do that.
We need a sound guy.
I would love to come out and do these guys sound. I watched a couple of their videos just over and over, and I'm thinking, oh man, how could I get these guys in the club that I do sound in? I wonder how expensive they'd be. No, that'd break my bank.
Chuck, you're rich enough to fly them.
Fly them in, Chuck.
Yeah, they could stay at my place.
And I could go see them because they're in Virginia.
I've got a pull-out couch. Everybody can share.
I'm in.
I can accommodate one or two here. So there you go. Let's make it happen. Okay.
Let's do this.
Yeah, I'm in. Get a show going here, that's for sure.
All right.
I know Friday nights they play for door, and there's usually like five or six people in the place.
Perfect.
Oh, here we go, man. Five or six people.
Guys, you'll have a rush of people coming in for maybe we'll get seven or eight.
Yeah. We're promoted for a year, maybe we'll get 15 people, right?
Yeah.
You gotta build up a following, you know? Yeah.
That's right.
You gotta build a following, right? Well, Chuck is their following, and I guess that's why there's six or seven people there.
Yeah. So you guys don't have like a J-Lo ahead of time request list yet, where you need like only green M&Ms in your dressing room before the soundtrack.
A Van Halen deal, right? And then if the green M&Ms come in, they break the whole room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
We smash everything.
Yes. Well, that's a given, I guess, you know. So anyway.
And then they open with their angriest song, Where the Hell Are My Green M&Ms? It's the iTunes biggest hit.
I tell you what, guys, write that one. We'll put it in one of our shows. And, you know, I think it's gonna fly. You guys will get a recording contract, and you'll all be millionaires.
Perfect.
Try to remember the little people then, you know?
So we have on the line here some of the best marketing people in the AV industry, guys. What would you want to know from them to you know, how to build up attendance to your shows? What would you ask them of, like, you know, how do we get more people to come out to our shows specifically?
Is it worth putting the Q code on? Yeah, go ahead, Steve.
Oh, just how to promote, in different towns,
All right.
I guess the internet.
I'm sorry. You have more, Steve?
No, go ahead.
All right, you got experts here. Who wants to take it? Don't all answer at once. Kelly. Kelly, do it, Kelly.
Well, I guess if I was going to promote a show in different towns, I would get with the local venues and the local area news media outlets for sure. Use social media as much as you can. That's where I hear a lot of local shows that come into town is through social media and following them on Facebook and Twitter and whatnot. Go ahead.
Are you talking like a week ahead of time? Like how far ahead of time do you recommend doing that?
As soon as you know that you're going to be there?
Yeah, so like a month ahead of time. As soon as you know. Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, because then it gives people time to plan too. I mean, there's nothing worse than having a band you really want to see come into town and realize that you missed them. Mm-hmm. Or that they're coming into town like tomorrow and you already have plans.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't make plans. Go see DITM, right?
That's right.
I would get in touch with
them. Cancel your plans. DITM's in town.
Sure. DITM's in town, right? Exactly.
That's right.
So, we've got two marketing experts here. Haley's our other one. So, Haley, any advice?
Oh, you know, definitely what Kelly said. And just, I don't know, I throw in a couple. If you're going to follow the social media thing, I would, you know, if you have a month in advance, kind of towards the end to gain a little extra excitement, I'd send out some like free tickets to people that are like promoting you on your web or on the social media itself, you know?
Nice.
Uh-huh. Like Jay-Z.
More people want to mention you.
Like Jay-Z, right?
Yeah.
Who's Jay-Z? Okay. All right, now we have an inside salesperson here too, and she's highly experienced. So how would you sell them? How would you sell these guys?
I wouldn't say that they sing Frozen songs.
Thank you.
Okay, please.
She's like, we got a garage sale going on, and I'm going to sell these guys.
Yes, right.
No, but like what both Haley and Kelly said, and then to it, you know, if you had something where it was like, hey, whoever likes, you know, whoever is the 50th person to like our Facebook page, you get free tickets, like kind of what Haley was saying. I think that's a great idea to get people interested, and then there's more people going and looking, and people will tell their friends, and I think that would be my idea.
Like a contest.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone loves a contest where they can win free shit.
Free shit. Here we go. I got a better idea.
You want to win some free shit? Join our Facebook page and we'll give you some free shit.
Mark, have you got anything to say?
Meanwhile, every one of DITM's fans is getting like a free number two pencil.
Yes.
It wasn't very specific.
I don't have to tell them what the shit is.
Like, we didn't tell you.
And you get a pencil sharper to go with it.
I've got the best idea. We call you guys Rush. What do you think?
If you like our music, write us a note with the pencil. If you don't like it, pop your eardrums with it. One of the two.
There you go. Nice.
Stick it in your ear and pop your eardrums.
You know, we actually had that had branded earplugs and they were given away at the show. And I was like, man, that's a great idea. Like, you know, we're going to be loud. Here's some earplugs.
I like that. Kelly, we didn't hear it from you. What do you have to say?
You heard from Kelly.
No, I didn't hear her say the magic word.
Oh. What they should give away?
Yeah, the magic word.
Free shit.
You weren't paying attention. Thank you. Kelly?
If I don't know. I wouldn't give away a number two pencil.
Okay, well, hey, there you go. That's Kelly. I mean, she's always on the ball. She's thinking, you know.
Chuck was talking about it. Chuck was talking about venues that he's been working, and there's a venue out here that we actually took some training in for like Mid-Atlantic rack heat dissipation, like a barn burner event, right? But anyways, the walls of this club out in Hollywood, they're like it's all murals, like Da Vinci style murals of cherubim stabbing giant ears with knives and people playing trumpets with their bottoms, and I'm like, I don't know that I'd want to come here for a concert if this is the kind of
That's exactly where I want to go for a concert.
Me too.
And maybe you guys can be like Metallica, play in the Antarctic.
Well, I don't know. I've never bought an album entitled "The Ear Stabbing Butt Trumpet." So, you know.
So we're talking about ear stabbing. This is a perfect end to this conversation. I must say, guys, make personalized earplugs. Give out number 2 pencils at concerts. Tell people how to use them. Okay. And I tell you, I think these marketing women and, you know, inside sales, I think they've already catapulted you to stardom.
All right, ladies.
I would say too. Corey,
sounds like a good deal.
I think one of the most important things that we need to say is, you know, thanks guys for taking the time to lay down that extra instrumental.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It's amazing.
No problem.
We're going to push it out on every show and make sure that we're giving you guys some shout outs. So make sure you stay in touch with us on Twitter, wherever. Where you're going to be at. And we'll make sure that everybody that is following us is following you guys too.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks, guys. Thank you very much.
Yeah, guys. Thank you. You're a Canadian power trio, and we're real glad to have you.
Thanks, buddy. Enjoy it.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good day, guys.
Take care.
Cheers.
Hey. Yep. See you later.
Take it easy.
Bye.
So, hey, thanks for thanks everybody for coming in. I think we had a fun time. We'll obviously.
You think we had a fun time?
I think we did. Right.
I don't know. We'll see what everybody thinks.
Sarah's probably going to have to edit some of
it. Yeah, well, Sarah's got a big job ahead of her. Actually, I'm going to tell her, just leave it all in, all right? It could take forever. But I just have something to say, and I know I wanted to say it at the end, and I'll say it quick. So there's on Twitter, American MedChem, and I've been talking with the CEO, and it is a wonderful cause. It's about meds for kids. And how kids need the meds and how they can get them, and adults really need to advocate. It's hashtag meds4kids. And everybody, use that hashtag, look at it. Robert, the CEO, has asked, and I said I would promote it here. So there you go, American MedChem. And everybody, please look into this worthy cause. Okay, it definitely is something to see. So anyway,
all right, Corey.
There you go.
Awesome. Well, hey, everybody. Thanks for coming and hanging out with us on the first episode of the Cavalry Rides. We'll be doing a few more of these kind of in a similar fashion, and we never know where these are going to go. I told the guys it's like a slalom course. We have goalposts we want to get to, but we're not exactly sure what the path is going to be before we get there.
And we may fall, too.
We could. We could fall. We could travel along the road at all. Those are all possible, for sure. So anyways, in closing, we'll see you guys next time. Everybody, in the meantime, go to intervention.corymoss.com and sign the petition to save Corey's ex-girlfriend. Thanks, Stacey. Thanks, Haley. Thanks, Kelly. Thanks, Chuck and Corey. And we'll see you guys next
time. Thank you.
Thanks, you guys.
Bye, guys. Hashtag KellyWare.com.
Yeah. There you go.
Buy your KellyWare.